Track 6, Sexual Identity. On the last track, we discussed various challenges inherent when treating sexually abused boys, such as dependence on physical contact, drastic mood shifts, failure to remember session content, dysfunctional attempts to regain power and control, and premature disclosure of details of the abuse. We also addressed how to discuss some of these challenges. As you probably have observed, as I have, many sexually abused male clients are concerned whether or not their abuse will have an effect on their sexuality. On this track, we will examine the effect of male sexual abuse on sexual identity. A common misconception in the issue of abuse of boys is the client's belief that he antagonized or provoked the abuser in some ways as to deserve or wanted the assault to happen. Often this also leads to a belief of repressed homosexual tendencies. Here's an example. Tony, age 15, was having doubts already about his sexuality when he was abused by a coach at his house. Tony stated, "I didn't do enough to stop it. I think maybe deep down I wanted it to happen because I thought I was already gay. I told him to stop, but everything else I did almost made it look like I really wanted it to happen." Tony's ambivalent emotions, those of resentment and attraction, as you know, are common among society's view of homosexuality today. There is an innate belief that anyone seemingly obstinate in their sexual tendencies wants to be abused in such a manner. I reminded Tony that, as in the case of male and female abuse, no one wants, truly wants, to be the victim of sexual abuse. I asked Tony, "Did you really want to feel disempowered or weakened?" Tony replied, "No, I wanted my first experience to be better." As you can see, by emphasizing the feeling of disempowerment instead of sexuality, Tony can view his abuse as a boundary violation, not sexual intercourse, which involves consent. Now let me repeat those very important sentences again. By emphasizing the feeling of disempowerment instead of sexuality, Tony can view his abuse as a boundary violation, not sexual intercourse, which involves consent. To help Tony with his feelings of guilt, I found the affirmations therapy strategy helpful. I told Tony to make affirmative statements about himself that would release him of the responsibility of inducing the sexual abuse. The following are guidelines that Tony followed. Number 1, start with I and a short, simple phrase that can easily be remembered. 2, write each affirmation in the past tense as if it were already so. 3, use positive words and statements. 4, keep the affirmations in different locations so he could review them regularly. And 5, repeat affirmations at least twice a day, preferably aloud. These 5 points are outlined in the back of your manual. Tony chose to keep his affirmations in such places as his wallet or his private journal. He created affirmations as, "I believe the molestation was my uncle's fault. I deserve to be safe and protected at all times." And, "I made the best choice I could at that time." Over time, Tony began to incorporate the phrases into his self-confidence. As you are aware, rape is a matter of conquest rather than sexual intercourse. It is a boundaries violation. Many times, however, clients are surprised to learn that most male rapists who abuse males associate themselves with heterosexual rather than homosexuality. This arises due to the fact that many young men feel aroused during their abuse. Immediately, they come to the conclusion that deep inside, they must harbor homosexual tendencies. Jared, age 14, a client abused by his uncle, related, "After it happened, after a couple months, I found that I couldn't feel close to anyone. I almost felt a sort of connection with my uncle. I hated myself for that. I thought I had to be gay." I explained to Jared that the abuse was not sexual, that it had been a matter of justification of power. Often the client believes his male abuser is actually gay because of the repressive-aggressive theory. This is a frequent belief that states proclaimed gay bashers are themselves homosexual. However, they fear to admit their sexuality and lash out at those who represent what they themselves repress inside. This kind of thinking only enhances the conviction in clients that the abuse is a sexual encounter, not a power struggle. I tend to disagree with this line of thought because it harms the process of desexualizing the abuse. To help Jared with his misconceptions about his sexual identity, I use the sexuality quiz. I ask Jared to answer true or false to the 10 following statements. Number 1. When sexual abuse of children occurs, a stranger most often is the perpetrator. Number 2. Only submissive, dependent, weak, or emotional boys are victimized. 3. Homosexuality is classified as a psychiatric disorder. 4. If a boy does not like sexual contact with a girl, he must be homosexual. 5. If a boy has sexual contact with another male, it means he is gay. 6. We know the cause of homosexuality. 7. All males who are sexually abused as children grow up to be offenders. 8. Sexual abuse of boys is less serious and has fewer consequences than abuse of girls. Boys experience little impact, either physically or psychologically. 9. Most gay men want to be women, and most lesbians want to be men. 10. According to a well-known researcher, about half of the male population and one-fourth of the female population report having had a homosexual experience. After he had finished taking the quiz, I told Stephen that the only statement that was true was the last one that states, about half of the male population and one-fourth of the female population report having had a homosexual experience. After this quiz, Stephen said that he felt much less ashamed of his feelings. This sexuality quiz is found in the back of your manual. On this track, we discussed the effects of male sexual abuse on sexual identity. On the next track, we'll examine the condition of rape trauma syndrome in boy or male clients and its stages, acute and long-term. Question 6. What are 3 ways that a male sexual abuse client's sexuality can be skewed or twisted?